Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, we promised you that we'd bring you the very latest from the Central Statistics Office, which has published its summary details of Census 2022, delving into how much the country has changed since the previous census of 2016. The CSO has released preliminary data, you might remember, last year. But this morning we have more information giving a broader sense of a changing Ireland from housing to health to transport, amongst others. I'm joined on the line now by Eileen Murphy, who's head of digital transformation at the CSO. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, there's a lot of information in this, but let's try and get the best bits. And we'll start with the population, because last June you told us that it stands at 5.1 million. But this updated data this morning, what does it tell us about population growth?
Yes, so we're reporting a little bit higher this time. If you remember last year, the preliminary results were just manual results that we had collated from the field. So we've spent the last year scanning all those forms, cleaning and editing and checking the numbers and data in those forms to come up with the final data. And it is now showing that the population of Ireland in April 2022 was 5.15 million. And that's the first time in 171 years, so since 1851, just after the famine, that the population is over the 5 million threshold.
And you know a little bit more about that population makeup now. Tell us about the breakdown.
So we have the population change is made up of the change in births and deaths, so the natural increase in the population, and then in migration. And we also know that we're getting older. So the highest increase in the population was seen in the over 70s. So there was an increase of 26% in people aged over 70, while there was a 4% fall in numbers of people between 25 and 39. But the average age of the population is also increasing. So in 2011, the average age of the population was 36, just over 36. In 2016, that went to just over 37. And now in 2022, the average age is nearly 39.
Mm-hmm. And then in terms of people who have Irish or dual citizenship, what did you find out about those numbers?
Yeah, so the Irish and dual Irish citizens make up 84% of the population. And the number of non-Irish citizens increased since 2016 and now stands at nearly 632,000, which represents 12% of our usually resident population. And then the number of people who recorded dual Irish citizenship also went up. There's over 170,000 people recording dual Irish citizenship, and that's a 63% increase from 2016.
And the average age you mentioned there, which I think is a very stark figure, that there's been a 26% increase in the over 70s. What's the average age of the Irish population?
Yes, as I mentioned, the average age is just under 39 years now. So it's been increasing since 2011. It went from 36 to 37 and now it's almost 39.
Okay, so as we can see, and we've been told that before, that we have an ageing population. Now, the data released today, Eileen, you've got headings: health, housing, transport. So in housing, what does it tell us compared to what we heard last year, the preliminary data? What more can you tell us today?
So we only produced, this is our first summary report. So we will be producing thematic reports every month between now and December. And we will have a very detailed report on housing at the end of July. But just to say that in this summary report, we're saying that the number of occupied dwellings increased by 8%, matching the increase in the population. But the proportion of owner-occupied dwellings continued to fall, down from almost 70% to 66% in the to 2022. And since 2016, the number of occupied dwellings owned with a mortgage fell by 1%, while the numbers owned outright without a mortgage or loan increased 11%. And again, that might fit in with the older population who are finished paying off their mortgages.
Okay, lucky people.
Yes.
Now, sorry, did you have more to tell us on housing?
I was only just going to say the numbers of occupied dwellings rented from a private landlord increased 7% well to over 330,000.
Okay, and then when it comes to religion, do you have information for us on people who claim to be Catholic, a breakdown of those then who claim to be from other religions and non-religions?
Yes, so there was a fall in the proportion who identified as Roman Catholic from 79% in 2016 down to 69% in 2022. So just over 3.5 million people identify as Roman Catholic. The no religion category increased from just over 450,000 in 2016 to over 736,000 this time. And that is 14% of the population. The Church of Ireland category showed little change, but remained the second largest category with almost 125,000 people.
Now, vaping has been in the headlines today, Eileen, and people are concerned that if youngsters take up vaping, they may eventually move to smoking. And there's some interesting data in here on the number of people who smoke in Ireland compared to what we saw in 2016. Do you have that there?
Yes. So on smoking, we didn't ask, we didn't differentiate between tobacco and smoking. We just asked, do you smoke tobacco products? And in that question, that came on because of, we do a public consultation each time we do a census to see what questions people want on the form. And that was one of the questions that made it onto the form. But that was decided in 2017. So
so you don't have comparisons.
So we don't know about the vaping and stuff. So, and we don't have previous data, but we can say that almost 80% of the population reported that they had never smoked or given up smoking. So that's over 3 million people have never smoked and just under a million have given up smoking. But there are still 450,000 people who smoke daily and about another 226,000 who smoke occasionally.
Okay, that's quite high. That's reaching up to well over 600,000, 13%. Now, yeah. Marital status. What did you find out about marital status?
Yes, I'm trying to look at all my notes.
I know, I'm throwing things at you here, Eileen.
Yes. So the percentage of people who age over 15 who were single increased from 41% in 2016 to 43% in 2022. So the number of single people are going up, and married people accounted for 46% of the population, so including those who were remarried and in same-sex civil partnerships. So that was down from 48% 6 years ago. And the percentage of people who were separated or divorced remained the same at 6%.
Okay, and there's little change there, really. You're talking about a 2% difference in terms of people who are married compared to 2016. Now, I want to talk to you about childcare, because there's interesting data regarding childcare. And all of this goes on then, doesn't it, to inform policy down the line when it comes to what government decides to do. So in relation to childcare, what do we learn?
Yeah, so just under one in three children under 15 were in childcare in 2022. And the most common type of childcare used was a creche or similar facilities. And these provided care to almost 140,000 children in April 2022. And the second most common type of childcare was provided by an unpaid relative or family member, and that was to over 92,000 children. So again, there was no question and no data on childcare. And this was one of the new questions that we put on in 2022. And hopefully now that we have collated this data, decisions can be made around policies for this area.
It's very significant. 92,000, over 92,000 being cared for by an unpaid relative or family member. You know, as more supports, I'm just thinking this through, as more supports are given to parents who use creches or other facilities, you've got to think that they will move into those sectors as opposed to using unpaid family members. But there'll be individual decisions down the line. Now, the new phenomenon...
Yeah, 3 to 4 year olds were the biggest age group that used creches, and that's probably because there is that facility there for the support.
The ECHI. The ECHI grant is there, the ECHI hours that parents get. Now, a new phenomenon, of course, Eileen, we have is working from home in the wake of the pandemic. Did you find any information about the workplace and about people who choose or opt to work from home in some sort of a hybrid fashion?
Yes. So again, it just to clarify, this question was decided before the pandemic and before we knew where we were going to be. So it was probably just as well that we had a question, but we may have asked it differently if we had known where we were going to find ourselves. But nearly 750,000 people, a third of all workers, indicated that they worked from home for at least some part of the week. And obviously, it largely depended on what type of work they were doing. So 4 out of 5 people who work in business, media or public services availed of home working, and people in sort of science, research, engineering, technology, they work from home, and about 78% of those work from home, whereas workers in sort of administration, service occupations, they're least likely to work at home at just 3%, and only 4% of, say, transport and mobile machine drivers or operatives every work from home.
Mm-hmm. Now, people will remember that they were asked to fill out the time capsule question in Census 2022. We talked about that a good bit here on the programme. You could write or draw a message of your choice. How many did that?
So 19% of people filled in their form, and we know that because we scanned those areas of the forms and we know there was pixels in those areas. So that's nearly 350,000 time capsules that were completed. And as we said, we are not going to look at them. They're going to be secure and confidential for 100 years. But they'll provide a rich resource for social historians and also for the families of all those 350,000 people who want to find out more about them. But we do know, because some people shared it on social media, so it's publicly available, that there's a huge variety of what people put in there. So personal messages, drawings, even somebody wrote a piece of music in their time capsule. So I think there's going to be a rich treasure trove when they are opened in 100 years' time.
There certainly will be. And there's a rich treasure trove now of information, Eileen, available on cso.ie. And if anyone wants to go and have a look, it's all there now, the information that's available from Census 2022. Eileen, thank you very much for jumping through those numbers as we threw them at you. Eileen Murphy, Head of Digital Transformation at the CSO. More on the census results on RT Radio 1 throughout the day. That, though, is all we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening. You can catch up with anything you might have missed on the RT Radio app. The programme was produced by Deirdre Neeline, researched by Ciarán Dunn. Our broadcast coordinator is Louise Kerr-Ross, and Ruth Kennington was on sound. Have a lovely day. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. It's over to Louise.